01-0087. This is site plan admin DFT for 3 townhomes and 120 garden style apartments at off of Bridge Boulevard. Is the applicant's team here?
Yes, Scott Anderson.
Good morning, Scott. Well,
good morning.
If you would, please briefly give us an update on this project.
Certainly. So this is all a for rent project. So just to clarify, it's a townhouse style apartment. There is no internal lot lines. So it is a townhouse style, but this is all a single development within a single property. We have entrance and exit off of Baton Drive Southwest. We're not seeking any exceptions. I have received some of the comments. Fortunately, I think we're able to respond to those pretty quickly. But it consists of 30 townhouse style and 120 stacked flats, garden style apartments. And I don't know if anybody has any other questions. I'm happy to answer.
And thank you, Scott. That sounds like a no. So I think we're ready to go with DFT comments. Starting with the Water Authority, Bob.
Good morning. Bob Kane with the Water Authority. We've issued a water sewer availability statement, which specifies routine connections. We did notice a 4-inch meter, which is a vault, and it needs to have a 35 by 35 foot public easement so that we're able to maintain that. Then we asked to label all the on-site infrastructure as private. Then we have the issue with pro rata. There's about 20 grand in pro rata owed, and it must be paid prior to any approvals.
And that's understood. All.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. All right, let's go to hydrology next. Anthony?
Okay. Yeah, hydrology has an approved drainage plan with the engineer stamp of June 27th of this year. And hydrology has no objection to approval of the site plan.
All right, thanks, Anthony. Let's go to transportation comments next, Ernest or Sertiel.
Transportation has an approved TCL dated 5/19/2025. No objection.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Parks comments next, Hannah.
Hi, this is Hannah Shea with Parks and Recreation. So this property is adjacent to Alamosa Park on the east side. So we needed to just confirm compliance with some requirements of the IDO, which were relevant to screening of mechanical equipment and refuse areas. And also we had a question on walls and fences, whether or not a wall is going to be constructed along that edge, along Baton Drive. Also, City Forestry had a couple of comments. One was on the Scotch pine, and the other one was on the organic mulch tree planting detail. Let me know if you have any questions, and if you want to respond to those, that will be great.
Okay, perfect. For everybody's edification, yes, the entire site will be walled and gated. So there is access control at the two entrance points. All of the refuse containers are within enclosures. Does that answer the questions that you had?
What about roof-mounted mechanical equipment, ground-mounted mechanical equipment?
So all of the mechanical equipment is roof-mounted, and it is below the height of the parapet. So the parapet heights vary, but the height of the mechanical equipment is less than the height of the parapet. So everything will be screened behind parapet walls.
Sounds great. And then where are the refuse areas located on your site?
Yeah, if you want to go back to the site plan, I can direct you to those. So starting left to right, it's key noted, and I can't quite see the key note. I don't have it up on my screen, but it is key noted, and the first one is on the far left, Is there a way to share a screen or?
Scott, I can make you a co-host if you want to show it on your end. One
Okay.
second.
Bear with me. Let me pull it up on my screen. I have a couple of other things up on the desktop. Sorry, I'm a little flat-footed this morning.
And Scott, I need to know if there's one that is visible from that baton drive edge. That's what,
There,
yeah.
yeah, okay. If that's the one in cons it, that we're concerned about, I do have an enclosure at that location. The intent
Okay.
is to disguise that as a monument sign, so it
Okay.
doesn't appear to be a refuse enclosure. We were going to put signage on it. We did not do a signage submittal as part of this submittal, but we're happy to do so.
Is there a detail that shows that, because there is a requirement on the enclosure, the wall that you're providing around that refuse
Yeah,
area?
there is a detail that was included in the submittal packet that we submitted. It's on, I believe this site plan was large enough such that we had to have a separate detail sheet. So there is a detail. It is the standard City of Albuquerque refuse enclosure detail. But as I said, we didn't include the signage on that, but are more than
Okay.
happy to do so.
And what is the material for that wall?
Concrete block.
Okay, because
We can
CMU,
stucco that.
yeah, CMU is not allowed, and you shall incorporate at least one of the primary materials and colors of the nearest wall of the primary
Okay.
building.
Yeah, we're happy to do that.
Awesome. Thank you. And then let me see. On the walls and fences, so if a wall is going in that is going to be visible from that park, you will need to comply with, we will need to see technically a detail of your wall design.
Okay.
I could send you that information, the specific section under walls and fences. And yeah, that will need to get approved by Parks and Rec. And then the other two comments were regarding the plans that was pretty straightforward.
Okay. Yeah, send me that detail and we'll be sure and comply.
Awesome. Thanks, Scott.
Yes, thank you.
Right, thanks, Hannah.
Sure.
Let's go to code enforcement comments next, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. Let me start with saying I have no objections to the plan as submitted. I do have a few comments, and those are related to the light information on the site plan. You made reference and note, of course, that they would be in compliance with IDO Section 5.8 for lighting. However, prior to submittal for permit, you're going to have to provide a little more detailed information to show how they're in compliance. And so these are statements of more advisement prior to permitting permit submittal. I appreciate the statements that you are committed in the site plan to meeting the requirements of 5.8. So you're going to need to provide light fixture types and detail sheets to show how the light fixtures meet the required cutoff angle requirements for building mounted and pole mounted lighting. And provide a detail sheet of the light poles, if there are any, with the height limited as per IDO Table 581. And these are in my comments. I apologize, my comments did not get sent out till this morning due to an error on my part. So, but those are in my comments. Also, insufficient information on light measurements necessary to show compliance with the light trespass requirements as per IDO Section 58F4 light trespass. So prior to submittal for permit, you're going to have to provide the following information. First of all, take note that the property is designated as an LZ1 light zone. And so you're going to have to provide a light or a photometric site plan showing how the total illumination from interior and exterior light sources complies with light trespass requirements as per IDO Section 58F4 light trespass. The photometric lighting site plan should show the light trespass measurements at the property line to confirm compliance with the limits shown in in the table 583 and section 58F4, the light trespass limits by lighting designation, which is going to be 0.1 foot candles at the property line. So you need to go all the way out to the property line. A lot of times those photometric plans come shy of that. I need to see what it's at the property line if you look at the verbiage on that section. And of course, all signage must be submitted for separate approval and sign permit. I know you're aware of that, but just want to make sure, remind on that, and must meet all requirements of IDO section 512 and table 512.3. That's all of the comments I have, but I have no objections to what has been submitted.
Perfect. Thank you. Just as a point of information, we've already run the photometrics, and okay. We do not have any pole-mounted light fixtures. It's all wall packs. So great. I'm happy to provide that submittal. It's prepared as part of our building permit package. So sure. I'm happy to include that.
Yeah, in the future, you might, it would be wise to go ahead and submit that with the DFT submittals as well. So that'll be a part of the entire package and part of the approved plan. If you want to submit that to this for DFT approval, I'll leave that up to you. The statements in there you have are basically sufficient, but they won't be sufficient when you come to permit time. You'll have to have those detail sheets in there.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'd argue that when it comes to lighting, we need to make sure that Section 5.8 is met for the site plan. So, I think we'll definitely need to have those lighting plan sheets included in your next submittal, Scott.
Okay. Happy to do it.
All right, thanks. And let's finish up with planning comments. And this is Jacob.
That's me.
Oh, sorry. Why do I have Marcelo?
Marcelo with planning. So, Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
I had the issue on height from the site plan that's not reflecting correctly to the elevation drawings. There are some discrepancies there that need to be corrected. And I noted that on page number 3 of the common memo. Also, according to 56F parking lot landscaping, I've noticed that you have three parking spaces encroaching into the 15-foot requirement there. So those need to be either removed and cross-check with the code enforcement to just make sure that you are compliant with the parking. Okay, I was checking the parking and I've noticed that you included 10 motorcycle parking, but I you noted that you had 6 on your plan, so you I count it 10. So that needs to be revised as well.
Hey Marcelo,
yes.
Can you screen share that?
Yes. Let me see that. Let me see. Are you guys able to see my screen?
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah. Scott, I just want to make sure he's on the same page with us, Marcelo.
Got it. Okay, thank you for sharing this.
So yeah, this 3 and then the term motorcycle spaces, I counted 10 and you only, on the keynote, you said you had 6. So
okay.
You have more than, so I missed, revised. Also, confirm whether the trees shown on the landscape plan were recommended by City Forester. The project and application numbers need to be added to the site plan and any associated infrastructure list. I'm going to assure you there's going to be an infrastructure list. I just noted that you need to confirm that. Just applicant must ensure that all revised plan sheets are still signed by design professional and licensed in the state of New Mexico. Provide a lighting plan with dimensions to meet IDO sections 5.8. And that's pretty much the end of my comments. Also apply for the signage permit to comply with MXT 512.
Perfect.
Any questions? Just send me an email or give me a phone call. I know I touched base with you last week.
Yes.
Thank
Thank you very much, Marcelo.
you. Thank you.
So, Scott, I mean, we got a lot of
Yeah.
comments to work on here. We'll be back at DFT on October the 22nd. If you would, well, to ensure that we can get your second submittal on that agenda, if you're able to get that, and if you need more time, that's fine. I'm just saying,
Sure.
you're going to make that meeting. We need to have your supplemental submittal to us by Wednesday, October the 15th, by noon, because we're
Okay.
getting out our DFT agendas out that day to give our DFT staff enough time to review the submittals. So
Okay.
get it in by Wednesday at noon. I'll put it in the chat too, just so that everyone knows that, because we got a lot of site plans on the agenda today. And oh, final question, Scott, to you, for me is, do you have an infrastructure list with this site plan?
I believe that my civil engineer prepared that. Let me double check because I have a lot of projects swimming around in my head right now, but I do believe we have that.
Okay, I just want to get that confirmed and make sure that we got our comments addressed on that, if there were any comments, or just bring up any comments that we have on the infrastructure items, because I didn't hear any comments on an infrastructure list, but it's pretty important to get that dealt with. And with these site plan admins, we can move on the infrastructure list and get it signed off before the site plan's even formally approved with the notice of decision, if all the DFT staff are okay with the items on the infrastructure list. So I think it'd be great to pull up. I don't know if Rob is still out there. Rob, are you able to pull that up?
I'm looking now.
Okay, thanks.
While he's doing that,
Sure.
Scott, I forgot to ask you, did you get an approval from Solid Waste? And if you do have that needs to be obtained and needs to be provided as proof, because I didn't
Okay,
see that
yes.
in your submittal.
Okay, yeah, we have the solid waste approval.
With the signature.
I may have, yeah, I have the seal on it. I may have put the wrong plan in, so my apologies. I'll rectify that right away.
Okay, we'll be on the lookout for that. Thank you.
Perfect.
All right, thanks, Marcelo. And Scott, I'm putting into the chat that Wednesday deadline, but again, it's just Wednesday, October 15 at noon to ensure that you can get it on the October 22nd DFT agenda.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. And I'm going to see, give Robert a second here. I'd like to pull up the infrastructure just to make sure everybody's okay with it. Actually, if we're all okay with the infrastructure, if nothing else needs to be added per DFT comments today, then we might be able to get that released this week. So
Great.
I'd like to get that pulled up so we can get that cleared. I'm going to add that supplemental submittal comment into the chat here too.
I'm still looking. So far, I have not found the infrastructure list. So,
Let's see if
still
I
looking.
was copied on an email. Hold on just a second.
Yeah, I didn't see an infrastructure list submitted with your packet unless it
Okay.
was submitted recently.
And I'll ask the engineers, Bob, Sertiel, Ernest, do we need any infrastructure items to be financially guaranteed?
Jay, the Bob Kane Water Authority will not need an infrastructure list.
Okay, thank you. And Sertiel, Ernest?
I don't think there's anything we need.
Okay. All right, well, I think we're good on that then. And
Excuse me. Scott,
Ernest?
is sidewalk being constructed with this, or is it already there?
I believe sidewalk is already there along Baton. And I think it's on Eucharist as well. I will
Okay.
verify that right now. Yeah, there is existing sidewalk along Baton and along Eucharist.
Okay, and they meet the city standards.
I'm looking at Street View, so I apologize. I don't know the measurement. They do appear to be the older design, so they may be too narrow. I will verify that.
would have to
And I
be
think we have that on the survey, so I'll look at the survey.
it would have to be 5 feet in order to meet city standards, 5 foot sidewalk width with 4 to 6 landscape buffer, I believe.
Yeah, the landscape buffer is there. I'll just need to verify the sidewalk width, but my sense of scale tells me that we're too narrow. And I'll verify that against the survey that we have.
All right, thanks. Ernest, do we want to have this confirmed here now, or is this something that can be addressed? You know, I mean, he's going to have to submit another submittal
Right.
for October the 22nd or a later DFT meeting. Do we want this result when to get this confirmed now, or I mean, we can wait.
Oh,
Yeah,
no.
well,
I mean, so long as if sidewalk construction is required, so long as it's covered, we should be okay. Oh, here we go. The TCL shows new 6 foot sidewalk along
oh,
bridge.
there it is. Thank you.
And it calls out existing 5 foot sidewalk along Eucharis. Let's see, do we have anything? And I guess there's existing along Bataan. So bridge, it is called out for new sidewalks, so that will need to be on an infrastructure list.
Okay.
And Marcelo, just note that with an infrastructure list, we're going to need to have a comment added to our memo that a recorded IIA will be needed prior to final sign-off of the site plan. Of course, we're not ready at this point to do that, but or to approve it and sign off on it, but you know, add that comment into your memo just for the 20th.
Sure.
Awesome, thank you. And Scott, well, hopefully we'll see you in 3 weeks. You know, if you're able to get your supplemental submittal ready to go by then, by Wednesday the 15th. So hopefully we'll see you then.
All right, perfect. Thank you for your time.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Thank you.